From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 17, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star on the City of Hudson's efforts to secure a $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant from the state of New York for development of the city's waterfront district. 10 communities statewide will each be awarded $10 million in funding for community development. Award winners will be announced at the end of June. In submitting the application, Hudson Development Corporation Executive Director Sheena Salvino was able to secure the written support of 38 community members and businesses and to document $68.6 million in private investment in the city, plus another $33 million from the Gallivan Foundation. The target area for the grant is the South Bay Waterfront District, which many consider central to the development of Hudson. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that a public hearing will be held next month in Lexington on a proposed new timber harvesting law. The measure would require a zoning permit to be issued for significant timber harvesting. Exemptions under the new law would include timber harvesting of an area less than 5 acres, the harvesting of Christmas trees, harvesting of trees and firewood for the property owner's personal use, and cleaning land for a utility right-of-way. Town officials believe the proposed permitting process would provide a way to hold foresters accountable for damage caused to local highways. Concerns have been raised about the impact of heavy machinery and large trucks on the town's infrastructure. The public hearing will be held on July the 5th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Gawker is reporting that New York is one of 15 states where income has increased only among the top 1% since the end of the 2009 recession. A new analysis by the Economic Policy Institute examines state-by-state income growth from the end of the recession in 2009 through 2013. The study found that in that group of states, the bottom 99% of earners saw no income gains. Among the 15 states where income gains went to the wealthy alone, Connecticut, Florida, Louisiana, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Washington, and Wyoming. In New York, incomes for the top 1% grew by double digits, while incomes for the bottom 99% actually decreased. You can read that full story at Gawker.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that new applicants to the School Tax Relief Program, also known as STAR, will now receive a credit in the form of a check directly from the state instead of a school property tax exemption, according to the State Department of Taxation and Finance. Property owners who filed for the exemption with the local assessor for their 2016 school taxes must register for the STAR check by visiting www.tax.newyork.gov or call 518-457-2036. Those registered by July the 1st will receive their STAR check in September. To qualify for basic STAR, you must own your home and it must be your primary residence and have a combined household income of $500,000 or less. Anyone in need of assistance can contact their local assessor. While there will not be any comprehensive ethics reform in Albany, legislators worked late Thursday, June the 16th, on the final day of the legislative session. A day after it was embroiled in controversy, State Senator Kathy Marchione's bill to amend the statute of limitations for personal injury lawsuits brought by those injured by pollution at Superfund sites passed unanimously. There was no debate or comment. A step therapy bill was passed by both the Assembly and the Senate, and the Assembly once again approved a pension forfeiture bill, the same one passed last year. The measure would apply only to policymakers such as lawmakers and judges, not all state employees. In addition to ethics reform, other matters that went unresolved at the end of the session, the so-called LLC loophole and independent expenditure reform. The Daily Freeman reports that job totals fell in Greene and Columbia counties from May 2015 to May 2016. Both counties lost 100 non-farm jobs. Ulster County added 400 non-farm jobs, according to the State Department of Labor. Dutchess and Putnam County added 2,200 non-farm jobs in the same period. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is day 16 of the WGXE Altogether Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 79 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 55. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:34 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 17th day of June, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.